घ्राणेन गन्धम् रसनेन वैरसम् रूपम् च दृष्ट्या श्वसनम् त्वचैव श्रोत्रेण चोपेत्य नभो गुणत्वम् प्राणेन चाकोतिमुपैति योगी घ्राणेन गन्धम् रसनेन वैरसम् रूपम् च दृष्ट्या श्वसनम् त्वचैव श्रोतेन चोपेत्य नभो गुणत्वम् प्राणेन चाकोतिमुपैति योगी माताजी घ्राणेन बाई स्मेलिंग गंधम अरोमा रसनेन बाई टेस्ट वै एग्जैक्टली रसम पैलेट रूपम फॉर्म्स च ऑल्सो दृष्ट्या बाई विजन श्वसनम कॉन्टैक्ट त्वचा टच Eva, as it were, Shrotrena, by vibration of the ear, Cha, also, Upetya, by achieving, Nabhaha Gunatvam, identification of ether, Pranena, by sense organs, Cha, also, Akutim, material activities, Upayati, attains, Yogi, the devotee. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The devotee thus surpasses the subtle objects of different senses like aroma by smelling, the palate by tasting, vision by seeing forms, touch by contacting, the vibrations of the ear by ethereal identification, and the sense organs by material activities. Purport. Beyond the sky, there are subtle coverings, resembling the elementary coverings of the universes. The gross coverings are a development of partial ingredients of the subtle causes. So the yogi or devotee, along with liquidation of the gross elements, relinquishes the subtle causes like aroma by smelling. The pure spiritual spark, the living entity, thus becomes completely cleansed of all material contamination. To become eligible for entrance into the kingdom of God. Om Ajnana Tibirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वांछाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my purification. So we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2 and the second chapter, which is entitled The Lord in the Heart. And in this section, Shukadeva Goswami is describing how an attached yogi attains liberation. So in the first chapter, he described there are two types of yogi: detached yogi and attached yogi. For a detached yogi, the object of meditation, dharana shraya, is Paramatma. He meditates directly on the Lord who is there in the heart. But a attached yogi who is not still capable of meditating on Paramatma, he is given another bona fide meditation of meditating on Virat Rupa. And in this process, it is described here how a Virat Purusha meditator gradually starts understanding that he is not his body. He starts becoming detached from the various elements and starts focusing on some higher reality, that is the absolute truth. So, you know, this entire process, which is so very complicated and so very detailed, it describes how a living entity who is still attached has to go through a lot. And the cost of getting distracted by sense objects is a big cost. And a yogi may have to spend lifetimes before getting liberated. So we have to understand that this attachment to sense objects while on the path of spiritual life is a very costly affair. And we have to be always very careful to get detached from it. In the fourth canto, the four Kumaras, they tell Prithu Maharaj, Sanat Kumar is telling, Indriyair Vishayakrishtair Akshittam Dhyayate Manaha Chetana Harate Buddhe Stambas Toyam Yatha Radat. He says, when one's mind and objects, Indriya Vishaya Akrishti, when the mind and senses are attached to sense objects, then what happens? Akshiptam Dhyayatam Manaha. Then the mind becomes agitated. Akshipta. And the mind constantly meditates on the sense objects. And what happens? Chetana Harati Buddhi. The intelligence is lost. You know, Dhyayate Vishayan Pumsas, that verse. Then the intelligence is lost. And then he gives a very wonderful example. Stambas toyam yatha radat. Just like when there is a small pond and on the bank of the pond there are many trees, straw, big grasses, he says, straws. In due course of time, gradually the entire lake gets, you know, dried up. All the water is sucked by these trees around the lake. And the person doesn't even realize that, oh, how the water is decreasing. It is a very, very gradual process. So the mind gradually takes a person away from Krishna and attaches itself to sense objects. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that the invisible nature of the theft is shown in this example. Invisible, nobody can understand how the water is decreasing. It is very gradually happening. In the 10th canto, Shukdev Goswami gives another example. How an attached person gradually destroys his lifespan enjoying sense gratification. He tells, in the rainy season, small, small ditches get filled with water and they get connected to a pond. The fish from the pond comes and starts staying in the lake. Small ditch. But then the rainy season is gone and the summer comes. Now the connection with the pond is gone. Now what is happening? The water of the small ditch gradually starts drying up. And the foolish fish does not realize that how his lifespan is about to end. That is described here. Naiva vidvanshiyamanam jalam gadha jalecharah yathayu anvaham shayam naramurha kutumbinah. A vidvan, an unintelligent fish, doesn't realize his life is decreasing. Similarly, a person who is spending his time only in sense gratification doesn't realize how the life is, time is passing by. And when a person does sense gratification, time passes by very quickly. The good things, they go very quickly. And in Bhagavatam, many times it is described. When somebody is engaging in sense gratification, the time passes by like seconds. Years and decades pass by. When Pururava is enjoying with Urvashi, they enjoy for many thousands of years. It passed like few seconds. So that's the nature of this world. The happiness doesn't make as strong impression as pain and distress. Whatever amount of sense gratification one gets, one thinks, I have not enjoyed sufficient. That is how mind is designed. Andhasya merita viveka mahadhanasya chaurai prabho balibhirindriya namadheya mohandakupakuhare vinipatitasya devesh dehi kripanasya karavalambam. Mukundmala Sutra, Kulakshikar Maharaj is saying, oh my lord, I have become blinded. Why? Because my vision is stolen. The vivek shakti is the vision. We see with our intelligence and discrimination. That vision is stolen away. That discrimination power, viveka shakti, rita viveka. And who has stolen? Chaurai prabho balibhirindriya namadheya. The senses, they are the powerful thieves. Balibhirindriya, very strong. Pramathi balavadridham. You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Chaurai prabho balibhirindriyana mohandakupakuhure, and a blind man, if he is running in the jungle, what will happen? He'll fall down in a well or a ditch. So now, I am fallen in this deep dark well of material existence. Mohandakupakuhure vinipatitasya vinipat. We have completely fallen. So now there is one hope for us, only one. That is, when we take shelter of the Lord, Devesh Dehi Kripanasya Karavalambam, please show your mercy. So if you are not careful, then as this attached yogi has to go through many, many lifetimes of purification before attaining liberation. So distraction can cost a lot. And it can come anytime, anywhere, in any form. And Maya Devi knows how to attract and distract a spiritualist. For Bharat Maharaj, the distraction was his compassion. So we have to understand, Prabhupada writes, when the mind is allowed to think of sense gratification continuously, it becomes the cause of bondage. If the mind is thinking continuously, then Prabhupada says, even if one wants to be Krishna conscious, and if somebody is engaging in meditating on sense objects, it is not possible to become Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada says, even if he goes to Himalayas alone, still, as it is said, if mind is not controlled, then even if one goes to a lonely forest in Himalayas, he doesn't go alone. He goes with six wives. The five senses and the mind. Bhayam pramattasya vaneshwa pisyat yatah sa aste sah shat sapatnah. Shat sapatna, he goes with six wives. But a person who is Jitendriya, Atmarati and Buddha, he is self-satisfied, he is intelligent and he is sense-controlled. Even staying in family life will not disturb him. Grihashramam kimnu karoti avadya. So therefore, Prabhupada says that we should be very, very careful to take care of this unwanted grass which is growing in our paddy field, in our field of consciousness. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu was mentioning, you know, day before yesterday, there are various weeds which grow and we have to be very careful to uproot them regularly. Nishiddhachar kutinati jiva himsam labha puja hims pratishthadi upashakhagana. Duplicitous behavior, troubling others, desire for fame, prestige, adoration, distinction. These are the weeds which grow. And devotees have to be very careful. Otherwise, by our Shravana Kirtana Jala, we are giving this water to the weeds. So by all our practice of Krishna consciousness, we have to be always on guard. Am I feeding my Bhakti Lata Beej or am I feeding my Anarthas? Anarthas of fame, desire for fame, prestige, adoration. So therefore, we cannot kill our desires. We have to purify them by engaging in Krishna service. And in this age which is full of distractions, we have to be always careful. One devotee asked Prabhupada, if we have to serve Krishna, then why Maya is so strong? Prabhupada said, because your purpose is not so strong. To the extent our purpose is not strong, we'll be distracted, we'll be deviated. We have to be really strong and not get tempted by all these temptations, all the attractions given by the Maya. And in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes how a steady devotee functions in this world. And the last section, 2.54 to 72, he describes how a devotee, a spiritualist, works in this world, moving around, how he controls his senses. And in that he says three things. Avoid external distraction and avoid internal distractions and focus on something higher. So these are the three things we have to be working on. Avoiding the external distractions by becoming like a tortoise. Not exploring the world. Oh, what is there? What is this? What is happening? As it is said, curiosity kills the cat. If we are thinking, okay, I have sufficiently advanced. I just want to check how people are degraded. What all things are happening in the social media and outside world. Let me check so that I can be aware. But we have to be really careful. As, you know, we know the famous pastime, the devotees went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, please give us your blessing so that we can go and distribute books in the nightclub because that's where people are. Prabhupada said, okay, you can go, but make sure you come back also, you know. Because it is so very easy to get distracted. And internal distractions of desire for fame, prestige, we have to be always careful. We have to keep the goal very clear. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in this pastime of Gundicha Marchan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all the devotees that I shall judge how much you have worked by seeing how much, what is the quantity of dirt you have accumulated. Prabhu kahe ketake kata sat kariyata sammarjan trinadhuli dekhilai janiba parishram. Right in the beginning, Mahaprabhu is setting the goal. This is what I will test. This is what I'll see. How much you have cleaned the temple. How will I know? By seeing the amount of dirt you have accumulated. So in our path of bhakti, in sadhana bhakti, we have to set the short-term goals and the long-term goals also. This is what I want to do today, tomorrow, in a week, in a month, in a year, in a decade. So we have to set our goals. And then only we can work accordingly. If we are just thinking, okay, theek hai, whatever happens, chal raha hai, I'm going, I'm doing my bhakti, it seems it is going good. But Maya Devi is planning more. How to distract this person? That's why Brahmaji, when in the beginning of the creation, he did austerity and Lord appeared. Brahmaji asked for 3 benedictions. He said, oh my Lord, please empower me so that I can do this service. Please protect me from false ego. When I do some service nicely, naturally I'll be proud. So please protect me from this pride. And third, he says, please protect me from deviations. Because it is so very easy to get deviated. So as we advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to be careful. And always keep praying to Krishna. Always keep on catching the lotus feet of the Lord. As Brahmaji prays, he is telling to Narad Muni, oh Narad Muni, do you know why I never get distracted? My words never go wrong. My mind never goes towards wrong things. My senses, they never go towards sense gratification. That's what we want. Brahmaji tells a secret. Na bharati me angam rishopalakshyate na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati. Na me rishikani patantya satpathe yanmai ridautkanchyavata dhritohari. Na bharati me anga, oh my dear son, Narad, my words, mrisha, never go wrong. Whatever I speak comes true. Na vai kvachin me manaso, my mind never goes towards wrong things, mrisha gati. My senses, rishikani, never goes towards sense objects. Patanti asat pathe. How come you have achieved such perfection? Yanmai ridautkanthyavata dhrito harihi. Because I catch hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. So to the extent we are conscious and cautious, conscious of Krishna and cautious of Maya, to the extent we are doing this, we'll be focused. Otherwise, it is very, very easy in this world of distraction to get distracted. So Mahaprabhu says that please clean very thoroughly. And after the devotees, they clean once, then Mahaprabhu says clean again. Now you have to look for the very fine particles of dust. All the straws which are scattered in the corner somewhere, not seen. Sukshma dhuli trinakankar sabkarah dur. Bhalamata shodhanakara prabhurantahapur. Sukshma dhuli. Now you have to look for the fine dust particles. Trina. Little straws, kankada, small pebbles, sabkarahadur. Please clean everything. Bhalamata shodhanakara. Please clean this altar very nicely. Prabhur antahapur. And we want to clean our altar of the heart so that we can welcome Krishna. So we have to really work very hard. And we have to clean it thoroughly. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in Madhurya Kadambani that a devotee has to deal with 4 types of anarthas. Dushkrit Uttha, Sukrit Uttha, Aparadha Uttha and Bhakti Uttha. So Dushkrit Uttha means anarthas coming from sinful activities of the past life. What are these anarthas? Lust, anger, greed, all these 6 anarthas. There is something called a Sukrit Uttha Anartha. The anarthas which are coming because of the past life pious activities. What is that? Craving for sensual pleasures. That comes from Sukrit Uttha Anarthas. And then there is Aparadha Uttha Anartha also. There are some reactions we get because of aparad, nama aparad and seva aparad. And a devotee suffers because of 2 reasons. Because of the aparad and because Krishna plans in their life some problems, some happinesses to ultimately bring him close to him. Devotees don't suffer because of karma. Devotees suffer because of aparad. And because Krishna plans in their life some happiness and some distress so that ultimately they can come close to Krishna. That's how devotees are grateful. Because ultimately Krishna plans the life of devotees. That's why tatte anukampa susamikshamano. And the fourth is bhakti uttha. The aparad, the anarthas which come because of bhakti. So, this is interesting. What anarthas come by bhakti? Chakravarti Thakur says wealth, worship, fame, puja, la, pratishtha, all these come because of bhakti. These are the anarthas. Of course, these are not the result of practicing bhakti, because bhakti is all auspicious. Nothing bad can come from bhakti. But because Lord wants to give all the opulences to devotees, and if we are not careful, this is the actual salary and these are the perks, benefits. In any company, if a person is working, he gets a salary and he gets some perks and benefits. So in our process of bhakti, we are working. What is the salary we are getting? Prema Ratana Dhana. So that is the salary. Dasakari Vetan More Deho Prema Dhan. Prema Ratana Bina Daridra Jivan. Dasakari Vetan More Deho Prema Dhan. That is the Vetan we are expecting. But along with that, Krishna gives some perks, benefits also. All the fame, prestige, that will come. So we have to be really careful. What are we looking for? Because even in spiritual life, you will get best of Krishna and best of Maya. So we have to be careful. What are we looking for? Ekanta labham vachaso nu pumsam shushloka maule gunavadamahu. Shrutesha vidvad virupakritayam katha sudhayam upasam prayogam. The only benefit which a devotee should expect. Ekanta labha shushloka maule gunavadam. The chance to hear the name, form, pastimes of Krishna and to speak them. That is the only benefit a devotee should expect. Apart from that, whatever comes is the mercy of the Lord. We should use that in His service only. So that's how we have to be careful. So ultimately, distractions, they begin with misconception. When we start misidentifying that I am not this body, I am this body, you know. Actually, we are not this body, but when we start misidentifying that, oh, I am this body, that misconception creates illusion. And ultimately, that illusion creates distraction. So, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, he has written another book on Madhurya Kadambini. In that, he writes, when a devotee performs a service very nicely, and after a service is done nicely, what Brahmaji prayed? Oh my Lord, please show mercy. I should not become proud. But if somebody is not careful, the pride will come. And a devotee starts thinking, oh, just see, I have done this service so nicely. I have been in this movement for so many years. I know how to work. Maya says, okay, you have been here, I know. But I have a special one for people like you. I know how to drag you down. And you feel you have mastered me, you do not have sufficient fear of me. That's how Maya is thinking. Oh, this person thinks that, oh, now he can go beyond me. And then she gives all the fame, prestige, followers. And if somebody is not careful, then one will fall down. So he writes, Maharaj writes that Maya arranges ways to expose the situation or the person so that they can deal with these last types of anarthas. Ultimately, Maya also wants that we pass the test, but she keeps testing us. So, but when we are in the mood of humble servant, always reminding ourselves that why I have come here for, then by the mercy of the Lord, we will be protected for sure. Otherwise, the desires, they enter like rivers entering the ocean. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti advat. The desires enter like rivers entering the ocean. And to the extent we are deeply rooted in this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, to the extent we have imbibed this philosophy, to the extent we have experienced Krishna in our lives, to that extent, our heart becomes deep with the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Ocean, like an ocean. And the ocean doesn't get disturbed, even if the rivers enter continuously. Tadvad kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shantim apnoti na kama kami. A devotee who has no desires, he does not become the desirer of the desires. Na kama kami is not the desirer of the desires. He is always peaceful. Krishna bhakta nishkama ata eva shant. So we have to be focused on the essence. And that is our every moment of endeavor. Every moment we have to keep on reminding ourselves and be focused. Why I have come here for? What is the essence? Sara, devotees are Sara Grahi. Tadasya Kaushara Sharma Datu Hare Kathameva Kathasusaram. Hari Katha is Kathasusara. Just like a honeybee takes the essence from the flower, similarly a devotee takes the essence from all the things of the world. He sees how I can extract Krishna from any situation in my life. That's why a devotee works. That's why he goes through various experiences so that he can extract Krishna from every situation. That is ultimately becoming Krishna conscious. That's why Krishna tells in the 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, how you can see me in this world. Whatever powerful, opulent things you see, Arjun, they are coming from the spark of my splendor. So we have to be always focused. And to the extent we are focused, we will be satisfied. To the extent we are distracted, we will be always dissatisfied. Seita madhurya sar anya siddhi nahi tar tiho madhurya di guna khani ar sab prakashe tar datta guna bhashe yate yat prakash karya jani. Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna, he is the quintessence of all beauty. Madhurya sar. There is nothing greater than Krishna's beauty. He is asama urdhva. There is nobody greater than him or equal to him. And Krishna is really working hard. He is manifesting such beauty. Why? Why he has to come and manifest so many pastimes? Just to attract our attention. Because to attract the attention of distracted living entities is not so easy. You know. That's why nowadays billboards are also LCD, you know, display. LED display, you know, they are moving. Till the time something is moving, people will stand. If something is not moving, they'll go away. So Krishna is working very hard. He is doing all the gymnastics to attract a living entity. Doing so many pastimes to attract our mind. So that's how we have to be always understanding how Krishna is working hard. And he also expects that we also work hard. We have to endeavor to the fullest. One devotee asked a senior person, Prabhuji, how long it takes to become fully Krishna conscious? So this devotee said, how long do you want to take? You know. So it depends on our sincerity, our endeavor. If we are not endeavoring hard, then how can we expect Krishna will give mercy very easily? No. Prabhupada writes in the first canto, 5th chapter, 24th verse, in the Narad Muni's episode, without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instructions of spiritual master. And without doing so, no one can go back to Godhead. So it is not an easy job. We have embarked on a journey which will take us to the highest of the destinations. But we have to really work hard. Not so easy. As Narad Muni tells Uttanapad, O King, your son has done the most difficult job. What he has done? He has pleased Krishna. Sudushkaram karam kritva lokapalairapi prabho aishyatya chirato rajan yasho vipulavam stava. Your son has done something which even the lokpals, the directors of the universe cannot do. He has pleased the Lord. So therefore, if we want to get the same destination, we have to really work hard. Yogeshwar Prabhu, he recalls that one time, he asked, Srila Prabhupada, say that there are two people equally unqualified for devotional service. One becomes a devotee and other doesn't. What makes the difference? Ye devotee ban gaya, ye nahi bana. You know, what decides? Prabhupada said, don't try to find some formula for causeless mercy. It is causeless. It depends on the mercy giver. You have to work hard. We cannot just say, okay, I'm depending on, I want to become Kripa Siddha. You know, somebody is Sadhana Siddha, somebody is Kripa Siddha. I want to become Kripa Siddha. When Krishna will show mercy, I'll become purified. But if Krishna doesn't show mercy, it is a risky affair. So Krishna is always looking for hard endeavor. And then he is ready to give mercy. Even Yashoda Mai had to work so hard. She is fully covered with sweat. Her hairs are completely disarrayed. Flowers are falling. And when Krishna saw this endeavor, then he decided to show mercy. He didn't, you know, give concession to his mother also. So how can we expect ki humko aise hi free mein de denge? Swamatu svinna gatraya visrishta kavara sraja drishtva parishramam krishnam kripaya sit swabandhane drishtva parishram. After he saw the parishram, then he agreed to be bound. One devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please give me your mercy so that I can follow your instructions. Now we sometimes say that. Prabhupada said, my mercies, I have given you instructions. Now you have to follow it. If a person is fallen in the well, you cannot demand, let my, and a finger, and a rope is given, that person cannot demand, let my finger curl around the rope. That you have to do it. We have to take that endeavor. So therefore, we have to do the prayas. And Srila Prabhupada has shown by his personal life how much he struggled, how much he worked hard, how much he was determined. In the Narad Muni's episode, in the first canto, how as a small boy in the past life, after he attains perfection and he is moving around, he has the darshan of the Lord. And Lord said, in this lifetime, you will not be able to see me again, because I want to increase your eagerness. Now you please keep on practicing bhakti. And this small boy, throughout the life, he is patiently waiting. And there's a beautiful verse Sut Goswami is telling. Prabhupada writes, the life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is explained in this verse in a nutshell. What is that verse? Namanyanantasya hatatrapa patan guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran gamparyatantushtamanagata spriha kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsara. Namani anantasya, he kept on chanting the names of Lord Ananta. Hatatrapa, he was not thinking, ye kya bolenge, ho kya bolenge, what will people say about me? I am taking to Krishna consciousness. People are joking and criticizing. A devotee doesn't care. Hatatrapa. Patan. He keeps on reading the philosophy, which are all confidential and pure. Guhyani, bhadrani, kritani, chasmaran. Always thinking of Krishna. And then, gam paryatan. He keeps on traveling. He keeps on moving in the world, but never gets affected. Why? How? Tushtamana, he is self-satisfied, gatasprihā, no material desires. And all the while, what is he doing? Kālam pratikshan, he is waiting for the time. A devotee never demands mercy. I want mercy now. Oh my Lord, please give me mercy now. Please give me patience and I want it now. You know. So how is this possible? You are asking patience and you are not, you know, you cannot wait. Kalam pratikshan, waiting. Vimado. And as we'll be waiting, we'll see some other devotee going ahead of us. they are advancing more faster. Don't get envious. Vimatsara. Don't be envious of other devotees. And go. Don't get mad seeing your own anarthas. Vimado. These two things happen. Either we become frustrated seeing our own anarthas. Kitne saal ho gaye, still the same problems. We get frustrated. We get depressed. We get into guilty consciousness. What is happening in my life? Vimado. Don't become mad. Just be happy. Preeta. You know, be happy in your practice of devotional service. Don't get so much into guilty consciousness that you cannot practice bhakti with a peaceful mind. And we have to have faith in Krishna's mercy. That faith is very important. All the while waiting for the mercy of the Lord to come. We should not demand, but we should keep on praying. And Lord is planning for us. In the story of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, how he was delivered. When Mahaprabhu, he came from Navadip to Jagannath Puri, and on the way this Danda Bhanga Leela happened. And Mahaprabhu became angry on Nityanand Prabhu and he said, I don't want to come with all of you. So they said, okay, please you go ahead, we'll follow you. Mahaprabhu reaches Jagannath temple, takes darshan, he faints unconscious. The guards are about to beat him, thinking that, oh, he's another pretender. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was there. He could understand that this person is really showing the symptoms of ecstasy. He's Mahabhava. He's at the stage of Mahabhava. And Kaviraj Goswami says, what actually attracted Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya initially was the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Prabhura saundaryara premera vikar. Dekhi Sarvabhaum haila vismita apar. Two things attracted Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. The beauty of the Lord and the ecstatic symptoms of the Lord. You know, Mahaprabhu comes with Sangopangastra. What is the astra which Mahaprabhu is carrying? He is carrying the astra of his beauty. With his beauty, he defeats people. With his effulgence, with his humility, he defeats people. That's what he did with Prakashananda Saraswati also. He sat down at the place where people would wash their feet. And then Sarvabhaum, he brought Mahaprabhu to his home. And then devotees came and they did loud kirtan. Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is now serving Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhaum pariveshan korena apane. Prabhu kahe mora deha lafra byanjane. He has prepared a big feast. And Mahaprabhu says, just give me boiled vegetable. I'll be happy and satisfied with that. But Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he insists, please take today, you know. So you can take boiled vegetables later. That's how Mahaprabhu is behaving in such a way that he is invoking affection from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya because he wants to add to his Sukriti. That's how Lord is working in the life of everyone. How to increase our faith? How to increase the Sukriti? And then, next day morning, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he goes and offers obeisances to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, Namo Narayanaya, because that's how you address Mayavadi sannyasis. Namo Narayanaya. But Mahaprabhu, he offered respect saying Krishne Mati Rastu. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya realized that he is a Vaishnava sannyasi. He is not a Mayavadi sannyasi. And then he asked Gopinath Acharya, who was this Mahaprabhu in this previous ashram? Who was he? I want to know about him. Then Gopinath said, He is son of Jagannath Mishra and his maternal uncle is Nilambar Chakravarti. So when Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya hears this, he becomes very joyful. He says, oh, Nilambar Chakravarti was the classmate of my father. So that means he is related to me. And he became so very affectionate to Mahaprabhu. He says, I want to serve you. You are such a great personality and you are related to me. You are a sannyasi. I want to serve you. But Mahaprabhu again shows his humility and says, Tumi jagad guru tumai sarva lokahita karta. Vedanta padao sannyasira upakarta. oh, you are the Jagat Guru. You please teach me Vedanta. I want to hear from you. That's why I have come here. Mahaprabhu, he is telling, Sarvam Bhattacharya, I have come here to hear from you. Ami balaka sanyasi bhala manda nahi jani. Tomara ashrayenlinu guru karimani. I have taken your shelter. I am a balak sanyasi. I am a, in a young sanyasi. I don't know anything. You please teach me. And that's why I have come here. So Mahaprabhu is making Sarvabhaum more and more affectionate towards him so that he can give mercy to Sarvabhaum. It is not so easy to transform a person who has spent his whole life eating the dry cakes of logic. That's what Gopinath Acharya later tells. Mahaprabhu, you have transformed him. Whole life he has eaten the dry cakes of logic. Shushka tarko khali khaite janma gela jar. Tare lila amrit piyao e kripa tumar. So Mahaprabhu is really planning and working hard how to deliver this, you know, Mayavadi. He is the head of Mayavadis. And then he had a discussion with Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya says, he is a supreme lord. Sarvabhaum says, how can I accept this? In Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation of the Lord. Gopinath said, you will never understand. Because you have not received the mercy of the Lord. Athapi te deva padambuja dvaya prasada lesha anugrihita evahi. Janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. Unless one gets a drop of mercy of the Lord, you can never understand the Lord. So you will not understand. Only when Lord shows mercy, then you will understand who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next day, Mahaprabhu goes with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya to Jagannath temple. And Sarvabhaum, he wants to teach Mahaprabhu Vedanta. He makes him sit on a raised platform. He sits down and he is teaching Vedanta. And Mahaprabhu is listening for 7 days without showing any expressions. Just imagine if a person is speaking, teaching, and the students are sitting as if no impression. So naturally, the teacher will say, kuch samajh raha hai ki nahi samajh raha hai? You know, you're not saying yes, you're not saying no. Kya chal raha hai? On 8th day, Sarvabhaum asks, are you understanding anything? Because you're not asking any questions. Bhal mand nahi kaha rahamau na dhari, bujhi ke na bujhi, iha bujhite na pari. Whether you are understanding or not, I am not able to understand. So then Mahaprabhu says, Vedanta is like the moon, the noonday sun. Your interpretation is like the cloud which is covering the sun. I cannot understand whatever you are saying. And then he explains what is Vedanta. And hearing such wonderful explanation, it is a huge debate which happened between Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhaum, and ultimately Sarvabhaum surrendered. He accepted. And Mahaprabhu showed him the form of Vishnu and form of Krishna. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he went into ecstasy. And he composed 100 verses glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right there. Just like Ganga flowing from the mouth. Mahaprabhu was very happy. And Sarvabhaum, he was in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu embraced him. And when Mahaprabhu embraces, what will happen? Ashru stamba pulaka shveda kambathara thari. Nache gaye kande pade prabhu padadhari. All the symptoms of ecstasy manifested and he is dancing. Now Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is an old man. He is a sober person. For him to sing and dance, it is a very amusing sight to see. So all the associates of Mahaprabhu, they are smiling. Seeing such transformation. Dekhi Gopinath Acharya Harshitaman Bhattacharya Nritya Dekhi Hase Prabhurgan. So that's how Mahaprabhu, he has transformed this Sarvabhaum. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, oh my Lord, you delivered the whole world. It is not a big thing. You transformed me. That is a great astonishing thing. So that's how Lord is really working hard. So we have to be always careful to not give up and leave this process and become unfortunate. And we may not leave, but we may not put our full effort. So we have to put our full effort so that we can also become fortunate. And we don't have to go through all this long journey of going in this material world as this attached yogi goes. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Shrila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.